This is Wing Lam, founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco, with my brothers Mingo and Ed. You're listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show on Sports Radio AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball.
And thank you, Wing Lam, and welcome back. It is the SoCal Restaurant Show, and happily we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon, right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And the Halos are home tonight playing Oakland and hoping to even the series. I'm Andy Harris, the executive producer and co-host of the show, and we're enthusiastically presented each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, I would like to be in the shoes of our next guest, the brewmaster for Golden Road Brewing, Victor Novak, no stranger to the SoCal Restaurant Show, because one of the fun things he gets to do, in addition to supervising the production of all the variations of the Golden Road craft beers, is he gets to do fun, special projects, which are really different and unique. And for a company of the size of Golden Road, it's really unusual for the head guy to be able to do these fun little projects. And it's great that ownership allows him to do that. And with that introduction, it is a pleasure to welcome brewmaster Victor Novak back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Victor, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning, Andy. Always great to talk to you.
Thank you, Victor. And usually in studio, but with everything that's going on right now, we will welcome Victor back in studio a little later in the year. We want everybody to be safe.
Yes.
Victor, in terms of these fun, special projects that I was talking about, you'd get to do collaboration special beers, but you've embarked on a new adventure on the kombucha side. Before we specifically talk about what that is and what the heritage is, kombucha is still a little bit of a mystery to a lot of folks out there. And Victor, one thing that you're very good at is explaining things in a non-technical way so everyday folk can understand. Tell us a little bit about what the heck kombucha is.
Sure. You know, I drink a little bit of kombucha, but effectively what you're doing is you're taking tea, in this instance, black tea, and adding this SCOBY, which is just an acronym for, you know, symbiotic culture of bacteria and yeast. And it creates this sort of lactic and acetic acid that has got these really nice, helpful properties, sort of digestive and overall good health. And that's why a lot of people are really into kombucha. With the tea and a little bit of acidity, and it's crisp, it's refreshing. Several are, you know, kind of in the non-alcoholic, but this one's a hard kombucha, so it's 6%, so a little bit higher in ABV. But, you know, kind of the same idea behind kimchi and some of these fermented other products that you've got that are good for digestive health and, especially here in Southern California, big health and wellness community and really well supported, and East Coast as well, which is why we partnered up with this Brooklyn-based kombucha. I'm not the technical expert. The kombucha, of course, they're the ones that create the product for the most part. But that's effectively what it is. Stephen Torres, my head brewer, makes kombucha at home and several LA-based companies. You'll see it, of course, all over the supermarket shelves. But that's, in a nutshell, basically what it is, using that SCOBY with tea and then getting these really nice, helpful bacteria.
No, Victor, bacteria. A very accessible explanation. Now, your collaboration is with a firm called Kombrewcha, Kombrewcha, based out of Brooklyn, that is a sister company to Golden Road. Tell us a little bit about them, because they apparently in Brooklyn have quite a cult following.
Yeah, you know, it's they are a little newer to me in terms of the relationship, but you know, this is where our sales and marketing team and Meg Gill and, you know, they foster these relationships with partners around the country. And this was presented to me at the end of 2020 So kind of, you know, really in the middle of COVID.
Sure.
And we weren't able to actually get together, you know, for me to fly out to Brooklyn or they to come out here. So it basically started with, you know, conversations over the phone and shipping out, you know, raw materials, and then working with their R&D guy, Aaron Hackman, basically has my job for kombucha, and then just put our heads together. And, you know, and then you've got the branding and then the beautiful can and just bright and kind of the great colors that Golden Road's known for, as well as kombucha, and both fruit forward companies, they with their blood orange and mango pineapple and ginger lemon, of course, us with mango cart, pineapple cart, melon cart, and all the other great fruit beers. So it was really just kind of a great, you know, coming of minds of two companies, East and West Coast, that really, you know, of course we do IPAs and we've got a fantastic Oktoberfest on right now, Märzen beer, but we love our fruit beers as well, and got those two kind of companies that are known for that together and come up with something pretty, I would say unique, but really special, and kind of play with some nice flavors here that we're both well known for.
Sure, Victor. For our listeners that are not familiar with the flavor profile of passion fruit, which you see a lot in desserts. In Hawaii, it has a different name. Tell us a little bit about the flavor profile of passion fruit, and then we'll talk about the creation, the collaboration, if you will.
Yeah, that was my first introduction, like a cheesecake with a sort of passion fruit coulis, and you're like, wow, this is amazing how bright it is, a little tart.
Lilikoi in Hawaii, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when we get the passion fruit puree, the one word that comes to mind is whiplash. You tried this. I give it to people and I'm like, okay, and just watch their expression, because it is absolutely whiplash tart, but it's got this just incredible tropical fruit flavor and character. And in this and other beers that we use it in for Golden Road, mid-palate sweetness. But then it's got just that really bright, tart acidity, and pairs really well with guava. You know, just this it's you have to experience it. You know, we can say tropical, and you think, okay, maybe pineapple, but it's brighter than that, and really mind-blowing. People love it once they try it, but of course you need to temper it a little bit with some, you know, of course with dessert, with sugar and some cream or whatnot. And here it just played really well again with that mid palate sweetness. And then you just get the bright tart acidity and bright, fruit flavor, that melded really well with the kind of acidity for the kombucha.
Sure. Now, what the collaboration was, just so our audience is clear on this, Victor, this is a passion fruit hard kombucha. And again, you know, very low in alcohol. I mean, it's like, you know, a regular beer. And it's not crazy on the calories either. I think 12 ounces is like 150 calories. So that's not bad when you compare that to sugary soft drinks, which no health value there, that's for sure.
100%. Yeah, so, you know, relatively low carb and reasonable calories. But again, those healthful properties are good. And you can't, you know, we have to be careful in terms of the alcohol industry, in terms of this is, you know, good for what ails you. We like to kind of joke around with ALES, but you can't sell it that way. But this does have some definite healthful properties and, you know, a little bit, you know, higher in ABV, maybe compared to some, but 6% reasonable. You know, even my wife, who really doesn't like, she's not a big Belgian sour fan, you know, but she really enjoys this because it is, especially, you know, on the warmer days, light and crisp, but and not sweet and cloying. So it's a really, really balanced beverage. But that passion fruit just does pop and makes it really interesting.
No, you know, Victor, definitely worth trying, and I found that it pairs well with guac and chips. So, you know,
nice.
there, you know, there you go. Now, tell us, it's limited availability and available regionally. Now, I know it's available in Southern California, but it's for a fairly short period of time. Other than the Golden Road pubs, where can our listeners find this wonderful collaboration?
Yeah, I'll be honest, on the sales and marketing side, I'm not maybe as well versed, but I would think, you know, your typical supermarkets and Whole Foods and that kind of thing, and your Ralphs and whatnot. But yeah, limited for sure. I mean, we didn't make a ton of this, and it's meant to be more kind of nice, kind of your summer seasonal. So grab it while you can. Of course, we can get it at our pubs, like you said, 100%, and Yeah, so come and definitely enjoy it.
Probably any of the big supermarkets that stock Golden Road, I bet, would probably have the hard kombucha. So that's a little hint there. Victor, making a little bit of a transition here, our audience that has heard you on the SoCal Restaurant Show over the years knows you're a big Halo fan. The good news is Otani is scheduled to pitch tomorrow evening. There was some question about whether his pitching season might have been done for the Halos. I know you're looking ahead to next year. Share some of our thoughts because we love our Halo fans out there.
Absolutely. Joe Madden's been a godsend. We loved Socia while he was here, but Madden's just brought that positive culture and everything he's done with Tampa and of course, the Cubs. And you're seeing it already with Jared Walsh and Joe Adell and Brandon Marsh, and, of course, you got Trout and David Fletcher. I mean, you've got this core that reminds you a little bit more of 2002, so Halo fans are really excited. We need a little more work maybe on the starting pitching and the bullpen, but we'd love to get Otani to get that 10th win. Pretty much a lot for MVP. Haven't had a season like this. They keep saying ever, but you got to go back to Babe Ruth. But, yeah, just as a Halo fan, you know, we've got the Dodgers in Southern California, and they've done well for quite some time. But Halo fans, I think we should be really excited over the next at least couple years, hopefully the next 5 to 10, and start getting that tradition back like we had in the 2000s. 2010, and where we're making the playoffs pretty much every year.
Here, here. We're looking forward to those times again. Victor, before we say goodbye, you'd mentioned Oktoberfest. Oktoberfest is coming up at the Golden Road Pubs, particularly the Golden Road Pub Anaheim, right across the street from us. Just real briefly, what's going to be on tap for Oktoberfest? Because I know that's one of your favorite times of the year.
100%, yeah. So our beautiful amber Oktoberfest Märzen Lager is on tap right now. And then we've also got sort of your Dortmunder, as other people call a fest beer. So more the lighter colored Oktoberfest beer that you actually find in Munich. So right around 6%. That's Stephen Torres's baby and classic German lager character, a little bit higher in ABV. But, sort of almost a Pilsner with a little more oomph. And that's called Du Hast Dortmunder. That'll be on probably next week. I think Steven's going to filter it. I'm actually going to be gone up at our Sacramento location and off the hop selection. So Steven's going to filter that and get on that on tap for, we're pretty much right in the middle of when you would be at Oktoberfest, or kind of in the beginning. But, of course, they canceled this year in Munich. And because of COVID, of course, we're not really going to have big celebrations at our pubs like we normally would. But come by and definitely get, a nice pint of that and really enjoy, at least feel like you're in Munich.
Victor, looking forward to it. Ladies and gentlemen, Golden Road's acclaimed brewmaster, Victor Novak. Victor, as always, thanks for the time and look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks so much, Andy.
You are more than welcome. You are listening to the SoCal Restaurant Show. When we return, yes, my colleague, Chef Andrew Gruhl of the Slapfish Restaurant Group. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats.